Pusher. do you think?
I want a good guy to go with it.
I know you do, Andy, but I didn't know about it in time this month to save up for it.
Karen!
Hi.
You know that doll that you wanted for Andy? Well, it costs $100.
Yeah, the good guy doll.
There's a peddler in the alley behind the store, and I think he's got one.
What? What would a peddler be doing with the doll?
Who cares? Would you grab your purse and come on? We can get a deal on it.
But I can't just leave my counter.
Do you want the damn doll or don't you?
Of course I do.
Well, then come on. Come on.
All right.
There he is. Okay, show her. Well, is it a good guy or not?
It is. It is.
Yeah, well, I told you.
Oh, how much do you want for it?
$50.
$10, and not a penny more.
$30.
Well, what are you kidding? That thing is not worth $30.
Hey, look, take it or leave it. Somebody else will buy it.
I'll take it.
Karen, it's too much money.
No, it isn't. You have no idea how much Andy wants this doll.
But we don't even know if the damn thing works.
There you go, lady. May it bring you and your kid a lot of joy. Huh?
Thank you.
Hey, hold on, you! How do we know the damn thing isn't stolen, huh?
Steal this.
Yeah, steal this yourself.
Maggie,
I think I dated him.
Come on, we gotta get back to work.
Mrs. Barclay, so nice of you to drop by. Have a nice break.
I'm sorry, Mr. Criswell. I was only gone for a minute.
Have a heart. Criswell, we were just downstairs buying a little boy birthday present.
We have specified break times for activities like that, Miss Peterson. Mrs. Howe has taken sick, and we're shorthanded tonight. You'll have to fill in for her.
I can't. I have to pick up my son at the daycare center in an hour.
I'm sorry. This is an emergency.
Wait a second. I'll take over for her.
Miss Peterson, you work in shoes, not in jewelry. You'll just simply have to do it. Now, you can take off at 5, but you'll have to be back at 7.
It's my son's birthday.
Mrs. Barclay, are you happy with your job here?
Yes, of course I am.
Then I suggest
Hey, chill out, would you, Walter? Huh? I'll take care of Andy for you.
Oh, Peggy, you can't do it again.
Don't be silly. It'll be the hottest date I've had in months.
I can't imagine why.
Hey, where are you going?
Good guys are on TV.
Well, I may have something better for you.
What?
This isn't groceries.
Okay?
Hi, I'm Andy. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi ho.
Wow, he's something, isn't he?
Bye. Hollywood Hulk Hogan with the World's Heavyweight Championship belt in hand, posing in front of the new NWO Monday Nitro logo. Well, Bischoff and Hogan. Obviously, the tribute continues for Hogan, the early Christmas presents. What's next?
The look of confidence in two of these men. Look at the confidence.
I think the next thing will be when the announcement comes on the 29th of December that Sting can no longer wrestle anymore. He's going to retire from professional wrestling because of that man.
My prayers will be answered.
NWO style, Hogan says that they will take care of business this Sunday, the matchup that we've all been waiting for when he faces Sting for the World's Heavyweight Championship, and it looks like Bischoff has the microphone.
Being with you, it's like nothing I would have ever imagined, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I love you, boss, but we're going to party on through 1998, but the party is over for one little chickling. Stinger, you shall be stung, brother. The weight of the world is on your shoulders. This isn't my first barbecue. Hollywood is used to the high-pressure situations. Hollywood is used to beating main eventers all over the world. And on the 28th in Starrcade, Sting shall be stung. You shall be another notch on the NWO belt because the pressure's on you. When you don't pull this one off, when you don't rise to the occasion, it was written, it was said, and Eric, it will be done. You know, you shouldn't have. Enough is enough, boss.
I didn't do that.
You know I love you.
No, but Hollywood, really. Scott, Kevin? No, I didn't.
The NWO is just too sweet.
That's a hitman.
The limo has arrived back on the scene with
one guy.
Bret the Hitman
Hart. The newest member of the NWO, Bret Hitman Hart. I knew it had to be him. Hold on, boss. Thank you, Bret.
What did I tell you?
Well, it looks like a message has been delivered to Hollywood Hulk Hogan and the NWO, Mr. Rude.
What just get?
What is this? What is going on now?
Is Bret Hart trying to say he wants a piece of the NWO?
Rude, look at that.
It's Sting.
Sting has arrived on the scene.
And he's up on top of the NWO sign at the top of the building here in Macon.
Take him out, Hollywood. Take him out!
Sting on his way to the ring! We'll see you Sunday at Starrcade!
Sometimes you dream, sometimes it seems there's nothing. You're cozy in your little room. mornings, 5 o'clock evenings. I'd liven the pace if I could. Eyes and think clear. I can hear hoofbeats ahead. Roar and trigger haven't just hit the hilltop. While the wife and the kids are in bed. Oh, and Roy Rogers is riding tonight. Return.
Muta goes to the other side. Sting with a great leapfrog. He was up in the air. He's elevated Muta. What a move there. What strength in Sting's leg. And a clothesline. Down goes the Pearl of the Orient. Snap suplex by Muta. Or by Sting. Muta down. Sting on top. Got two.
Picking him back up.
Pacing these matches. Unbelievably quick.
How would you like to wrestle 45 minutes like this, Jim, at this speed? And that's what each man is going to have to do, or darn close to it.
Atomic drop. I wouldn't like it, to answer your question whatsoever. Not my cup of tea, Terry.
You know, Jim, I like right where I am right now. You know, I kind of like this announcer stuff.
Uh-oh, Scorpion Deathlock. He's going for it, trying to turn him over. Muta fighting for the ropes, and he's made it. Sting trying to go for the Scorpion, but Muta very quickly got to the ropes, which will cause the break.
These fans are getting behind him, and I'll tell you what, I don't disagree with that award that said he was the most popular wrestler.
Sting great reversal. Oh. He reversed it over. Those are American right hands on the Pearl of the Orient. Straight right to the native of Venice Beach, California, who has now made his way back to a vertical base, and he is on the attack. He is, I think he senses that the momentum is turning.
So athletic and supple. I mean, that boy has tremendous athletic ability. He's right back on top of him right now.
Sting now controlling the action, sending Muta for the ride. He's got him up. Great strength with the military press and the slam. Sting! He dropkicked Muta right off the top, and he straddles the steel cable there. What a disadvantage Muta is in now. Superplex time. Will he be able to get him up? Yes, he can.
Oh,
superplex. Sting, can he do it? One, two,
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the match by pinfall, the scoring 20 points.
That was
Mahoney. I'd like to spend the next month breaking you into little pieces. But I won't. Because you're bad. You're bad for morale, Mahoney. Oh, you look like the sweet little boy from next door. But you don't fool me, oh no. No, you're the devil. And you're rotten to the core. And you're ruining my chances of training some men who might make pretty good cops.
I agree, sir. I've been saying that all along.
You make me sick.
Thank you, sir. I make everybody sick.
We're going to pick up this telephone and we're going to call your buddy, Captain Reed. And you are going to help me talk him out of this terrible mistake.
Terrific. I'll do my part, sir.
You're damn right you will. Yes, this is the Academy. I'd like to speak to a Captain Reed. Reed. Captain Reed. Yes, sir. How are you, sir? This is Lieutenant Harris, Lieutenant Thaddeus Harris out of the Police Academy. I'm so sorry to disturb you, sir. But your friend, Annette Mahoney, would like to speak with you. Just one moment, please. Mahoney! Oh, yeah.
Hi, Captain Reed. Can I get out of here? No? Okay. I tried.
Captain Reed, thank you so much. Yes, bye. Yes. I don't know what you're trying to do. I don't know why you're here. But you'll never be a cop as long as I live.
Don't want to be.
Get your butt off my desk and get out of here. Mahoney! I already told you once, nobody screws with me.
Well, maybe you'll meet the right girl and all that'll change.
Get out of here now!
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Billy,
you're illegally on Indian land.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I guess we just got caught up in the chase and crossed over without knowing it.
You're a liar.
We got the law here, Billy Jack.
When policemen break the law, then there isn't any law. Just a fight for survival.
Mr. Posner, I got no authority on a federal Indian reservation.
Drop it or die. On this reservation, I am the law. So I'll tell you this just once. Have your men drop their guns and you can leave quietly.
You're making a mistake.
I've made them before.
We got him outnumbered, Mr. Posner.
You know me, Posner. You know my meaning.
Drop him.
Too black. Too strong. Too black. Too strong.
Yo, Chuck, these honey drippers are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Ha ha, yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannable thief. Public enemy number one. 5-4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell them that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X-bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Power the people say, make a miracle. Keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win. Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. The brother is madder than mad at the fact that's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are all blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters. Why, cause the country has us up for the war. We got to get them straight. Come on now, they're going to have to wait till we get it right. Radio stations are questioning their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if the latest. My DJ is warm, he's ex, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So what the ride, the glide, what should be safer than a suicide? Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for watching, for witching. You call a band, man, making the music abusive. But you can't do it, you know. You call them demos,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono.
Beat is for Yoko Ono.
Run the MC first, and the DJ could be a band. Stand on its own feet, get you out your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell.
Watch is for Anthrax.
Still it can rock bells, ever forever. Universal it will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator exit. Bring the noise.
Yo, they should know by now that they can't stop this bummer.
Bring the noise.
Word up, and they keep telling me to turn it down. But yo, play the flame ain't going out like that.
Like a comatose, stand my man, the beats the same with a bolster. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last. Why you ask? Roll with the rock stars.
Still never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, you can investigate. No need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, posse in effect, got flavor. Terminator, exercise checks, play to get paid. You got to check it out down on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, yo, Griff.
Excuse me. If I'm not mistaken, every one of you has orders to report to the mess deck for the party. You stand fast. Everyone else, go. Now.
See you at the party, Casey.
You know, Ryback, this does look delicious. It smells like a lard omelet. I put up with a lot of your shit just because the captain likes your cooking. But this time, he is not going to be here to save your butt.
Is that right?
A little flavor. You like that?
Fucking hell.
That's striking an officer!
Oh, oh.
Come on, that's not striking an officer. That's striking an officer. Okay, all right.
Okay, damn it, throwing in a brig.
Knock him out.
Throwing in a brig. Nobody goes to the brig without the old man's signature.
Good point. Secure him in the meat locker. Now. Right now.
Let's go.
Now I know why you're a cook. You hit like a faggot. Steele. Private Nash, you came on aboard in Hawaii?
Yes, sir.
Then you don't know about Chief Ryback. He is an extreme psychopath. He hates officers. He hates America. This is the captain's birthday. I do not want him ruining it. No one is to speak to him. No one is to let him out. If he tries to escape, shoot him right here. I'm counting on you.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Another cold day in hell.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Can I sleep in your arms tonight, lady? It's so cold lying here all alone. And I have no hope to hold on you. And I assure you I'll do you no wrong. Don't know why, but the one I love left me. Left me lonely and cold and so weak. And I need someone's arms to hold me. I'm strong enough to get back on my feet. Can I sleep in your arms tonight, lady? It's so cold lying here all alone. I have no hope to hold on you, and I assure you I'll do you no wrong. Can I sleep in your arms tonight, lady? It's so cold lying here all alone. And I have no hope to hold on you, and I assure you I'll do you no wrong. Thank you.
Watson? Who the hell are you?
I'm Nicholas Keegan.
Get out of the vehicle. I say get out of the vehicle.
Speak up. I'm Nick Keegan. Tom Keegan's son.
I know that, but what are you doing here on my playing field, messing up our games?
Oh, the guard said, well...
I don't care what the guard told you. I want to know what you're doing here.
We had an appointment, Mr. Dawson.
I'm aware of that fact. Now, you're wasting my time.
Well, look here,
Watch your tone.
Mr. Dawson.
That's better.
Mr. Dawson, we have discovered a rifle. We have every reason to believe it's the weapon that killed my brother in Philadelphia.
Your brother was a miserable, cold-assed, arrogant son of a bitch. And not a good friend of mine, as I guess is well known to you.
Yes, I'm aware of that. But the assassin was hired by a man named Casper Jr. And as you know everyone of importance in the area, we thought that...
What I ought to do is just run right over you, flatten you like a waffle.
Sir?
I know why you're here. You're here because you think I had some part of a conspiracy killed your brother. You and all the other conspiracy lovers in this conspiracy-loving country.
Actually, Mr. Dawson...
Why should I kill your brother when I'm getting rich off him? Off his military spending, his space spending, his tax reduction, and his crisis spending. Hell, you know, if your old man didn't own him already, I might have bought him myself, except for his snotty personality.
I didn't come here to listen to slander, Mr. Dawson.
Slander? You think before you speak, young man. Hell, they didn't teach you kids nothing since 1944. Hey, I didn't kill your brother. That's a vile, cruel, mythological invention. But it is also an infectious invention. And when I reached the ears of my daughter, I thought, well, maybe I'll make a couple of phone calls and really find out who did the deed.
Who might that be?
The Philadelphia police killed your brother. The man in charge of the operation was a Captain Heller. So if I was you, I'd just go and have a talk with that man, and that's my opinion.
He's dead.
Well, then I tracked down a sidekick of his, a man named Ray Doty.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Now I'm going to tell you one more thing. I'm going to give you a head start of 30 seconds, and then me and my boys here, we're coming after you.
Sir?
You heard me. We still got some private property in this country. 10, 9, 8, 7.
See, you gave me love for
bad when you left. Hell, I'm glad you got out, but I miss you.